Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Aidan Eyob. She's the founder and CEO of Mind Medication, author, speaker, mindset, and NLP coach, as well as a clinical neuroscientist. Aidan, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you for having me. It's a great pleasure.
So as I said to you prior to the podcast, I meet so many people that talk about mindset and all these things about our mind. And I'm like, okay, great. And then when I ask about more of the science stuff, they can't really do much or say much. And there is science behind it. And that's why when I saw your profile where you literally are a clinical psychologist, you have a master's degree in that, that really intrigues me. And you also have a bachelor's degree in neuroscience. So tell us just on the most basic, if let's say I was a sixth grader, how do you even explain neuroscience and what do you learn from that?
Yeah, sure. Neuroscience really is just the mechanism of how our brain works. And the psychology is like the philosophy. And so what really we're doing with the mind is really understanding why things work the way they work, and the things that we don't know how they work, we explore, we research to figure those things out. So really, it's just the mechanism of our brain and what triggers it, what doesn't, what our limitations come from, where they arise, whether that's the subconscious mind, so that mind that is really just on the surface level we're not aware of, versus the conscious brain, which is what we're aware of on a day-to-day basis. So we explore those to see on a given day, if I am not happy, where is that stemming from? Was there some childhood trauma I've experienced? And if so, what are the mechanisms and thought patterns and triggers that are causing that? And so really just going in there to research, to explore that, uncover it, but more importantly, heal that process. And that's where I use a bit of NLP and just the processes of neuroscience and speaking to the subconscious mind to delve into that and clear that pattern.
Yeah, because when I saw your profile, there's a gentleman named Jeff Stibel. He wrote a book called Breakout, where he talked about networks and why in our minds, I think he said something about how there's 100 billion neurons. And at any given time when the neurons are firing, you have a 30 to 70 or even 90% chance of it misfiring. And it just shocked me because it's like, wow, every time a neuron just has that impulse, you have a 30 to 70% chance of it. So essentially half of the time we have our neurons that are misfiring. So did you learn about that? And I'm curious, is that true?
Yes. I mean, essentially neurons that, you know, fire together, like there's that saying that wire together. So really it's not about the 30%. I wouldn't be so strict on the number. I think the principle here is that if you've got a thought pattern, let's take a limiting belief, and it's a roadmap, right? I look at it like a freeway. If I can constantly think about that same pattern, I am triggering the same neurons to fire. And over time, what becomes is a pattern and a habit and anchors in. And so if I want to change that, there's a resistance because those neurons have been programmed to consistently fire in that same programming. And so that's where limiting belief become a challenge to break, unless you have like NLP or somebody of an expert to help you to go down the subconscious mind level to identify the language patterns, identify the triggering pattern that's happening, to really break that and make it so that you create a new firing channel stream and a new programming.
So let's talk about that. How do you go about pick one client you've worked with and literally walk us through how he or she had these certain patterns of thought and you were able to help him or her really break through that and have create a new neuro connection?
Yeah, sure. Really, it just stems down to my proprietary system that I call the Calm Mindset System. So it's clarity, accountability of goals, love, and motivation. And so what I essentially do is help you to achieve a calm mindset by utilizing the neuroscience, the psychology, and the spirituality element. And how I do that is I look at your holistic self. So aside from the science of it, where are you mentally, your mind, body, spirit? And so I use the Calm Mindset System to do that. So helping you to identify the clarity. So where are you going? What are your goals? And how do you want to get there? And then the accountability of goal looks like actually having measurable goals where the desire is the primary focus. So the goals are just the vehicles that will get you there. And so making sure that those goals are measurable and actionable. And then in terms of love, that's about creating what I call power habits. So creating routines that will really help to shift through the limitations, to shift through those low grade beta frequencies where under stress and where we're highly active and productive, but not thinking in a calm mindset, are not able to do that. And so by creating these powerful routines, what it does is shift the frequency from beta to theta and to alpha, and therefore be able to be in the state of calmness to receive infinite resources and infinite intelligence, but more importantly, stop operating from the amygdala, that primitive brain, and operate from the prefrontal cortex, which is our executive brain, so to speak. And then lastly, it's just going into motivation. So identifying what your motivators are. Are you intrinsically motivated, extrinsically motivated? And then identifying the communities and groups that will help you to achieve that desire. So that really goes down the path of really creating a calm mindset, because when you're calm, you're able to be clear, you're able to be productive, you're able to really achieve your desires and gain that confidence that you need to really push past limitations.
Nice. But again, my question was like, can you give us a specific example of a client? Because it's always helpful to have our listeners sink their teeth into an actual client that you just walk through what you do, but we want to know how you did it with people and the results you got for them.
Absolutely. So I had a client who actually headed up key accounts for a major UK media group. And so how I helped him to achieve a calm mindset was through helping him with his organization and planning. So that looked like helping him to identify the clutters that were happening in his home that were stopping him from thinking clearly and achieving his desires.
Okay, wait, hold on. So it's just a stop on that, all right? So what do you mean? Yeah. So you're helping him understand clutter, meaning like he thought about what? I'd rather just have one specific example, because I really want to listeners, this is only obviously a 10-minute podcast. So I really want them to really dive in. So when you say you helped him with his uncluttering his mind, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, so and during the consultation, we reviewed the areas of his home. For example, the location of his home where there were objects that were not in line with his desire. So again, it was assessing
What do you mean? His furniture was not in the right? I don't understand. Like,
absolutely. So
paint a picture, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So we went through the rooms, the different rooms. So his bedroom, his living room, to look at the furniture that was in place. Is it actually helping him to have a calm mindset, or is it actually triggering any stress? And so the furnitures that were doing that, they were identified and labeled and created a time frame of when they will be removed, and then brought in ideas of furnitures that were bringing clarity and colors that would also be ascribed to that. So things like blue, which would give him the sense of calmness. So bringing in furniture that were of different hues of blue were one of the things we did. And then we went into the bedroom, we looked at the walls, and it was pretty white, and white is for clarity. But at the point, he wanted to use that space for really doing his vision boards. And so what that looked like was identifying vision boards that he could put on his wall in his doorways, so that when he wakes up first thing in the morning, the first thing he'll see is his vision board, his goals, and therefore that is the main focus in the morning. And then we proceeded to go into the kitchen as well to identify any cutlery that was potentially from the past, and so that energy was staying and stagnant and preventing him from really making that shift. So getting rid of that, bringing in new cutlery needed.
What do you mean? Like a knife that he had from a bad relationship, you mean?
Literally? So he had cutlery that was from, you know, gifted by friends who he's no longer friends with, or from exes. And so the fact that that object was in that house was preventing him from shifting, because that energy is there. But more importantly, it's a trigger for the brain. Every time he looked at that cutlery, reminded his subconscious mind of the emotions of pain or that emotion of loss. And so by removing it, and removing it in a sacred way, by thanking the object, but saying, this is no longer serving my need for achieving a calm mindset, what we were able to do is really, it's an exercise of trashing that thought in a mental way. So by removing the knife, what that does for the subconscious mind is essentially erase that emotion that was ascribed to that object. So there was a series of exercises where we went around the house removing objects, but also detoxifying it by bringing in new, what I call subconscious mind affirmations, that would bring in the thought patterns and results that is needed to really make that change. So what that looked like was creating a surrender statement. So in his in living room, there was a surrender statement where he says, I am surrendering the need to be in control because there's plenty of time. So time was becoming an issue for him. So by creating those surrender statements and repeating it on a daily basis, what that was doing for his brain on the subconscious level was convincing it that time is actually not limited. It can be utilized in the way that he desires and not be bound by the restrictions of his work, the restriction or demands of his friends, and so forth. So by doing that on a daily basis, the subconscious mind is then convinced through that step that we call auto-suggestion, because the subconscious mind will not take answers, will not take guidance if we are not intent on making it clear that we are going to make that change. And so the only real known way to do that is through the process of auto-suggestion, where we talk to ourselves in a very positive and affirming manner.
Yeah. And I couldn't agree with you more. And again, that's why I want to give very specific examples. I mean, I literally have 10 of my speaker badges that are put up on my wall in my kitchen, and they're from Saudi Arabia. They're from Chicago, from a cool castle in Ireland. But I do that because, just like athletes have trophies, like every single Olympic they go to, every single world championship they go to, they have a trophy. In my case, as a speaker, every single one of those badges is literally my trophy, in that it's not about being arrogant. It's not being cocky. It's about, no, I owned, I earned, I went toward those goals. But going back to what you're saying, you have to put those things, as you call auto suggestions, into your mind, because every single time I walk past them, I look at them, I have a big smile on my face, I know it's real, there's no doubt. But I hopefully encourage our listeners to really learn from you, Aiden, because it's so powerful that when you start seeing everything, feeling everything, you really, really start transforming your life with what you're calling these patterns. So Aiden, thank you so much for being on our podcast. How can our guests connect with you and learn from you?
Yeah, absolutely. You can connect with me on my website, which is mind-medication.com, and contact tab, and on social handles on LinkedIn and Instagram at Mind Medication.
Great. Aiden, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.